Welcome to A Few Good Men, a podcast devoted to biblical leadership. Today I'm asking the question, what is leadership? An Amazon search reveals rather quickly that there are over 137,000 topics on this subject matter. But what does the Bible have to say about leadership? One of the greatest needs in the church today is for leadership that is biblically informed, fully devoted to Christ, and prepared for their leadership role. God has called many different kinds of leaders throughout the years: parents, prophets, priests, shepherds, watchers, judges, kings, apostles, preachers, evangelists, elders, and teachers. And even though the role might be different depending upon their office, the objective remains the same. We are building men. We are directing men toward eternity. In fact, in worldly leadership, they would tell us, if you think you're a leader and no one is following, you're just out for a stroll. Yet in biblical leadership, God has oftentimes called men to walk a path that would be a lonely path, to stand within the gap. Jeremiah is told in Jeremiah 5 and verse number 1, "Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, see and know and seek in the broad places thereof, if you can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it." Ezekiel 22 and verse number 30, Ezekiel is told the same thing, "I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none." Oh, the call today is for men. Give us men, good men, men with true faith, strong minds, heroic hearts, ready hands, men whose feet have a way of sticking to the path of duty, men who are as hard as a rock and as soft as a flower. Men who are as steady in their pursuits as the sun is in the heavens. Honest men whom bribes have no appeal. Men who have a will and who refuse to be putty, shaped and fashioned by the world's fancies. Men who are willing to stand up and be counted. Who, though the odds are against them, still stand because they are men. You see, in worldly leadership, numbers determine your success as a leader. But in biblical leadership is oftentimes anti-numerical. That is, look at Gideon, where what God could not do with 32,000 men, he was able to do with 300. You see, success is based upon following God in the biblical model. Now, in the worldly model, numbers matter. In the worldly leadership, success is determined by the ability to win over the masses. But in biblical leadership, success is determined by drawing nigh unto God, by doing what God has said. Let me give you two models of great leadership, one in the Old Testament and one in the New. In Proverbs chapter 16, we are given many qualities of a great leader in this particular chapter. But in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." A good man, a godly man, a biblical man in his leadership model will always seek direction from the Lord. He will be modest and not arrogant in the way that he approaches his leadership. Everyone, verse number 5 of Proverbs 16, "Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination of the Lord. Though hand join in hand," leadership, right? Worldly leadership, "he shall not go unpunished." A modest but not an arrogant man. Biblical leadership is a leadership that follows after the model of Jesus. In Mark chapter 10, verse number 43 through 45. "But so it is, it shall not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. And whosoever shall be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for the many, keeping in mind the great sacrifice of Jesus on the cross as a ransom for the many. A vicarious sacrifice will help keep us modest. And then we go back to Proverbs in verse number 7, and we see that here is a man that seeks after peace. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Verse number 8 reminds us that this is a just man, always seeking to do what is right. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. In verse number 13, we are told then that this man will surround himself with other good men. Like David in 2 Samuel 23, verse 8, had his mighty men. Here is the slayer of giants who surrounded himself with men who were like precious faith. And so in verse number 13, righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh it. Now in verse number 16, we are told that this individual that is a good leader will be an individual that is a good learner. In verses 18 and 19, we find here a man that is humble, and pride goeth before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. He possesses good sense. Look at verse number 22. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, there are established. In other words, he has good sense about him, and the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. One final item in this list of Proverbs chapter 16, and the true biblical leader is that he is slow to wrath. Verse number 32, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit is better than he that taketh the city. Now, my friends, the New Testament model for you that I want you to consider at this moment is found in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and beginning in verse number 1. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. He is not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient. He's not a brawler, nor covetous. He's one that ruleth his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man knoweth not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into the reproach and snare of the devil. My friends, the qualifications of elders outside of the domestic qualifications are a perfect, perfect opportunity for every single member of the body of Christ to develop that kind of leadership ability. Oh, my friends, what is biblical leadership? It is the ability to stand in the gap even when no one else is following. This is Rick Popejoy, your host of A Few Good Men, a podcast devoted to biblical leadership.